How's it going? This is we're back. This is a syndicated triple lucha, and this is the triple review. So I'm your host, Nixon, and Jasmine couldn't be here again. Not again. Jasmine couldn't be here today. Some small personal problems, and in replacement for today, we have an old guest that we had here a couple weeks ago, Mad Max. How's it going, Mad Max?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yeah. Just let me, it's really not much in news as far as, but, I don't know, you know any news about Lucha Libre this week or a couple weeks since we've been gone for like 3 weeks? Yep. Let me get that correct, because a lot of people don't know that he wasn't released from TNA. He had asked for his release. So, yeah, there's a ton of people, you included, that thought that he was released, and he asked. That just shows you that TNA is not doing well. And now, before we continue on more Lucha Libre, because we were talking about this before the call, before the show started. And go ahead, you want to mention what you were talking about TNA? The releases, but wow, there's so many releases, and yeah, the ones that I know so far that were really released were Crimson, Joey Ryan. Those are the only two that were really released. The other ones, like Taylor Hendricks. Sorry about that. She was not released. She was, she asked for her release. Madison Rain, her contract expired. She's expecting a baby next month. And, like I said, Matt Morgan, he asked for his release. Yeah, so these releases happening right now are just showing a bad sign for TNA so far. Yeah, exactly. But away from back to Matt Morgan. I thought he was gonna start working in AAA. He did the pay-per-view, from what I know, but, he did that, but yeah, I did expect him to do that after I heard this. Any other news that you know? Yeah, I got a lot of jokes for that, but, Fortunately, he's earning $3.5 million a year. That's too much for somebody that is lazy, is an asshole, and is just not going anywhere right now. They're not doing anything with him, I mean. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. That was funny. Let me ask you this, because I haven't been able to catch up with Triple A or any lucha as of late. More with Triple A, because I don't know if it's they're taking time off right now, and they're just doing house shows, but haven't seen a thing on their TV. Yeah. Yeah. That's the advantages of having television in San Diego. That. No, since Tijuana is like not even 3 hours away from here, we get not even on cable television, and this is antenna. We get Televisa. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they love to if there's a sport going on that has to do with Mexico, automatically whatever's originally programming will go off and the sport will take place. Yes. They've been having political issues for years. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but they show WWE programming on there too. Yeah, maybe it's just my end that doesn't get it done, I guess. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. Now that you go ahead, sorry, I keep interrupting. Oh no, I finished because it's something small that I want to just I remembered, as you said, programming on Telemundo. No, I remember as a kid, I remember that they used to have WCW Nitro and Thunder on Telemundo. This is back in the 90s. Yes, you're correct. Azteca is their own company. They're not even affiliated with NBC and Telemundo at all. And then you got Estrella TV. Yeah, I find that odd, but there, from what I hear from Conan's last show, he's trying to push that more on the YouTube side. Yeah, because that was a lot of you can say new customers that weren't acquainted with Ustream pay-per-views, the way you had the Ring of Honor and other pay-per-views that weren't New Japan, that had not watched New Japan or Ring of Honor or any of those, because you already know Ring of Honor has had so many issues with their high pay-per-views on Ustream. Yeah, it is, yeah. But we can go on Triple Mania in a bit, 'cause I got a lot to ask you. I'm guessing you did watch it. After not to go by. Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard of Aida. They had an interview with the Mexican Powers on there, and the American Wolves from the United States, Davey Richards and Eddie Richards. Yeah. And which I know they're overrated, but they were given a little hint that they might want to have a match against each other on Triple A. But they are having these matches on these cards in Mexico, where they're going. You'll have Super Crazy and I'm just putting an example here: Eddie Richards versus Davey Richards and I'm trying to remember his name. Crazy Boy's tag team partner right now, Joe Leader. Joe Leader. Yeah, Joel Leader, so you'll have them in a rivalry match, but and I also seen that they have it looks like it's gonna be some big card with Monster Pain. Oh no, this big match that he's having is with Bobby Lashley out of everybody. Yes. So yeah, that. There's not much news. It's just a bunch of results from shows, and that's it. So not really any news. I mean, you got La Parca, LA Park, I mean, left Triple A. I'm trying to think what else. That's about it. There's really not much. Just let me and I've also seen Super Crazy in Japan. I wanna say Old Japan, I wanna say. Yeah, I wanna say. And since we do a little bit of like international wrestling on here too, we talk about that. I gotta mention, and I gotta thank Lee from The Rant for getting me into this guy, but he's from New Japan. I'm trying to remember his name. Oh, dude, sorry. But he got me into this guy, and I've seen a lot of his work, and shoot, I don't know why I can't get it right now, but yeah, and there's a ton of other wrestlers that are in Japan right now, that luchadores that are in Japan. I've been seeing that now, which I had no idea that they were over there. Like,
for quite a while now, so I'm kind of out of the loop as you are.
Well, I can't find that guy's name right now because, well, Triple Mania. Triple Mania, your thoughts on it. I already put my thoughts on it.
I thought that the pay-per-view was really good. The presentation, they did a really good job with the aspect of the production, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you're getting it wrong. It's the winner that was going to face who was it? I don't have my notes on. I threw those away. Should probably kept them, but whoever he was facing for that title later on in the night. Hamburger boy. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Let me ask you on that, because I was confused when I didn't see Halloween in his face paint. I was confused, and I wasn't sure if that was him or not. Yeah, it was supposed to be Halloween and Psychosis tagging up. That was later on. I thought it was this tag match. Wasn't it? It was a five-way tag match. Yeah, but still, I like that match. I was hoping for Psychosis and Jack Evans and I'm trying to remember his name. Jack Evans to continue on throughout the match a little bit longer, but they eliminated them real quick. And I like that if you already heard one of the last episodes of MLW, but I had no idea that that wasn't even supposed to happen with Vampiro coming out. I thought that was just booked on the spot, but he if you listen to his, if anybody listens to his show, he talks about that more in depth. Yeah, Vampiro, and then Conan came out. Yeah, that was it. And it made it better because it gave a lot of heat as far as Conan side, a lot of heat with that promo he gave out, and then he left and flipped the whole crowd off. Yeah, that match was, it was actually pretty good. It was really good. Yeah. And seeing, Karen Jarrett get, some soda tossed in her head and slapped in the face was even funny. Did you notice that I think Jeff Jarrett did the same thing last year where he brought out a bag of tortillas and started tossing them at the crowd? Then they tore the tortillas and tossed them back out at him. Yes. Yeah. Yes, they will. We're trying to think of what more talk about. The Vianos, Viano and the Parka match. And we will get him back on right now. Sorry about that.
Stop it.
Yeah, I don't know why
Was that
I'm.
on your end or my end?
I have no idea. I'm not checking Skype right now. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, you were saying?
Viano and Parka match.
Oh, that was a good match. You know, Viano still got it. La Parca, that was great. You're actually missing one.
Yeah, no, I'm just going like through quickly because we reviewed it a bit and talked about it. I'm just trying to get your
Right.
perspective on it.
That match, it was actually Dr. Wagner Jr. was equal to Dr. Wagner, Electroshock, La Parca, and Octagon defeated Canek, Máscara Año 2000, Universo 2000, and Villano 4, I believe.
Did Parka go out, leave the ring to go fix his mask and get a replacement or something? 'Cause remember at one point, I think it was him that got his mask torn off and you can see his face.
I think that was him.
Yeah.
Like I said, I saw only bits and pieces, so I didn't see that one.
Oh, and I gotta go back to the tag match. You're saying Hamburguesa boy? I mean,
Yeah,
Niño
I'm just
Hamburguesa?
a boy.
I found it funny that the old announcer, the Spanish announcer from WWE, I don't know if you heard that at the beginning when he came out.
Wait, what was it again?
He's like, to translate it, he's like, oh, look, it's my brother, it's my brother, I think it's my twin. And they were making fun of how they looked alike.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think he also said that about, and he kept announcing all the Puerto Ricans to the ring.
Yeah.
Like Monster Pain and the...
Yeah, Monster Pain.
Mambos. Mambos or Mambos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then Viano came out, I think the last Viano came out later on in the night to challenge somebody.
Yeah, it was Viano, Viano 4.
Viano 4?
Yeah.
That's sad that they're...
Yeah, dude, I think the last, the stable, Liviano's no longer, so, you know, I think three and four are the only ones, actually it's Viano 5, I take that back, Viano 5, not Viano 4, oof. So Viano 3, 4, and I think 4 is the one that's deceased, I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen, like, the Vianos. It's actually been a while since I've, So Viano 4, if I remember correctly, Viano 4, is still around. Yeah, Viano 4, 3, 4, and 5, I believe, are the ones that are still alive.
Yes, you're correct. The only two are back.
One and two. Yeah, one and two.
Yes. What are your thoughts on that, real quick?
That was a really good match. I really enjoyed that match. It was old school meets new school.
I'm trying to think what else. Pero del Guayo.
Pero del Guayo really, still has it, and if you go to show you that a lot of the old school wrestlers still have it, and they're not looked at as jokes, unlike TNA with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. These guys, they still have it. They still can work. They still can wrestle. They entertain the fans. They haven't lost a sweat. Máscara Año 2000 did well. Universo 2000, and he got like electroshock. It was really cool seeing Dr. Wagner Jr. with Hijo de Dr. Wagner. That was really cool to see Dr. Wagner Jr. with his son. That was really cool. And you got Parque Octagon, who Octagon is a legend. If you know about Lucha Libre and AAA, you know who Octagon is.
Yeah, and I did skip a match, but did you get to see the first match with the mixed tag team match?
Yeah, that I saw. It was kind of interesting because it was like Dinastia, El Hidalgo, Fabio Apache, and Pipinela Escala, who, for those of you that don't know, is Exotico.
And I just found out through MLW that the guy is gay.
Yep.
Which, now we can clear that up on here. The guy is gay.
Yep, he is gay. And, and also with Pimpinela, I think. Pimpinela, I think, is also. And Cassandro is another one.
Yeah.
Who's also gay. And they pretty much had. What was I gonna say? Sorry. Pimpinela did well. It's kind of funny how like when they always come in the ring, they try to kiss the guys or whatever. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then who defeated Mamba, Mini Abismo, Negro, Silver Can, and Taya. Ooh, I'm still bummed that Abismo Negro is no longer with us.
Yeah, I think I was telling Jasmine, but I think Thaya Valkyrie got hurt at one point. I'm not sure.
Wait, who?
Thaya.
Oh yeah, Thaya did get hurt.
She did?
Yeah, she did get hurt.
Yeah, it looked like that. I wasn't quite sure because I think it wasn't a move she did. It was a move that was done on her, and it looked like she got injured because the way she moved after that, got up, was didn't look right.
Yeah, she must. Because I saw only bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So I didn't really fully watch the match.
And I'm trying to... Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so yeah, it was kind of difficult for me to, you know, to follow through.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember who got inducted to their Hall of Fame.
I think I missed that part.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Can you... what are the heels on that first match at the mixed tag team match?
The mixed tag team match, I believe, it was kind of difficult because I think isn't Bobby Apache a heel or?
No, she's babyface.
Yeah, it was Mania Bisonero, Mamba, and Silver Khan, and Taya.
I'm confused. I know there was a certain wrestler that was he's a heel in the card in one of the matches, and he comes out later to to give a little speech about his father because his father got inducted later in the night.
I didn't see that part, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I didn't see the induction.
Yeah, it was a quick induction. I thought they were gonna do it earlier, and they ended up doing it like right in the middle.
Yeah, I think due to the whole I don't know why, but Antonio Pena came to mind. I don't know why, but I forgot who it was. I know I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't remember right now too. I wish I would have kept my notes, but I didn't. That's fine. There wasn't really much to say on that match. I mean, that pay-per-view. It was a really good pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was a really good pay-per-view. The one that I did see was in El Tejano with Silver Khan defeated Heavy Metal with Topi Casas, who Topi Casas is the son of Heavy Metal.
Yeah.
So Tejano won. He's the AAA World Heavyweight Champion. And then later on, it was Blue Demon Jr. with Axel defeated El Mesías with Hugo Stavinovich. And he won the vacant Latin American Championship.
Yes.
In the last match, Hijo de Perro Guayo with Dragon Tecos defeated Cibernético with Dark Cuevo. It was a 2 out of 3 falls, lucha de apuesta, hair versus hair match. So it was literally hair versus hair match, and Cibernético is now bald.
And that buzz cut, I hate it when they do that because they have cuts on their head, and it looks awful but they do it and. So now he's bald, like you're saying.
So, Hijo de Perro Aguayo, I did see that match. A really fun match, really brutal match too.
Yeah.
It was a really good match.
Yeah. I'm planning not this coming week because I'm gonna be very busy next week with Comic-Con. Finally coming here, but yes. But 2 weeks, we will be reviewing Triple Mania 15.
Nice.
And that one has R-Truth, Rikishi, and Fu in it.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one, for a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of who's who on that Triple Mania.
Yeah. I never told you, huh? Maybe I have posted this, something on the side. There's a have I ever told you about this restaurant, like, that's here in San Diego? Yeah, I'm just gonna say it because there's a restaurant here in San Diego for anyone that ever visits San Diego. This restaurant's called Lucha Libre Restaurant Taco Shop. It's a long line that you have to wait in if you want to go there. But I suggest trying to make a call the restaurant ahead of time. And I'm talking about probably like 3 weeks or 2 weeks in advance. So you can get that special seat, the championship corner right there. They have ropes around the table, and you have your own table right there. And that's the same place that CM Punk and Lita had ate last year during Comic-Con weekend.
Yeah, because she was touring with the Luchadors at the time, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was staying here with CM Punk during that weekend. I even ended up seeing them walking down the street holding hands when one of those nights.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but I didn't bug him because I had already talked to him that exact day. I had already talked to him, so I didn't want to bug him and her. No, that's something way personal. The personal time, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the guy that I was thinking of earlier from Japan, that's really huge right now, is Prince Devitt.
Yeah, Prince Devitt. He's been around for a long time. I've seen a couple of his matches. One in particular that I was really impressed was the TNA Global Impact DVD. At the time, it was available exclusively at Best Buy, so I picked it up. I was really impressed, I was really impressed with a lot of the matches. Prince Devitt really impressed me, so yeah, I know about what Chris Nixon's talking about.
Yeah. He's a guy that I had no idea even existed in wrestling till...
Right.
Somebody else told me about him. He's the same. I didn't know about him the same way I didn't know about Pac. So.
Oh, Pac is good.
Yeah, and I'm a Pac fan now since Joey Numbers had mentioned his name, and now I see him on NXT everywhere, and I could really see that guy, well, now he's Adrian Neville, come up to the main roster. If they end up building this, like, cruiserweight division that they're saying.
Yeah.
Because there's talks of possibly bringing that back. He'd be perfect for that.
And the thing is, though, I mean... We do have cruiserweights in WWE, but I don't think it's enough for WWE to make a division of.
Yeah, that's true. But you still got Evan Bourne and Tyson Kidd and JTG. JTG and even Generico.
Yeah, but Generico, I mean, they have that, but I think I remember a time back in 2002 where they really put, like, really main event storyline for the Cruiserweight title.
Yeah.
I mean, and now, fast forward to now, it's just gotten itself in, you know, a little bit of a predicament.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't have too many guys. You have a lot of guys that are in the NXT roster, some that are still haven't been brought up, some who, you know, I mean, and I think that's the thing. I mean, if they are going to make a cruiser division, they need to stand by their word and, you know, try to get guys that are from the cruisers. Because I remember they were working with Mexican wrestlers back in when WWE did that tour. Nothing came about, if I remember.
No, yeah, nothing came about. If they don't do anything with if they don't have plans on building up returning the cruiserweight division, then they should just try to build up their tag team division much better than they are right now.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can do so much with that. You can have like any wrestler A, wrestler B, and either build both up and make them main eventers, or just build one as a main eventer in the future. And you, same thing with tag teams, the way they've always been.
Yeah, I mean, with tag teams, I think because there's literally no tag teams. I mean, they have the Usos and stuff, but I mean, they really need to emphasize more on the guys.
Yes. Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. You want to talk about what else you want to talk about? I mean, there wasn't really much this week. Nothing on TV. I did see. I haven't watched it yet. I've been a little lazy, but I did see. I have Cox Cable as my provider, and I saw that they have Time Warner cable TV channels, and one of them is Time Warner Deportes.
Yeah.
And they have wrestling on their Lucha Libre.
Mm-hmm.
And it's CMLL that they have on there.
Right.
So, I have it recorded, but I still haven't seen it. Plus, CMLL doesn't really interest me that much.
Yeah, CMLL doesn't really interest me either. You know, it's because I think they're too old school, too traditional in certain aspects.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's what they're kind of lacking at this point.
Have you, I never did ask you, did I? Have you ever gone to one of the Lucha Libre shows?
I've been to some indie ones, but not anything
big.
Yeah, anything big.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to some indies.
How about do you own any masks?
Unfortunately, here's the thing with masks. A lot of the masks that are out now, especially in Mexico, are bootleg.
Oh, of course they're bootleg. They've always been bootlegged in Mexico. They've been bootlegged for years.
Lo estoy usando.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I was saying they've been bootlegged for years. That's nothing new. Yeah. Especially when you go down the street and you find a bunch of people selling different items. You'll $5 wrestling luchador masks for $5.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the masks that they buy, it's pretty difficult to get like actual masks. Cause a lot of the masks are usually counterfeit, they're bootleg, and they're really difficult to find which one's real and which one's counterfeit. The only time you probably get counterfeit is you get them online.
That's the only way. No, the ones that they you're saying bootleg, they're just handmade by the person selling them in Mexico, because it's a poor country, so.
Yeah, Mexico has a lot of issues. I'm just saying that off the bat, it has a lot of issues.
Yeah, that I know. But there's a lot that can be said about that. Yeah.
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 It'll probably take me about an hour.
Oh, more than that.
It'll probably take us like 3-4 hours to get into detail of what's up. But yeah, I mean, going back to like Lucha Libre and stuff, there's a lot of reasons why AAA doesn't tour outside Mexico City off that often, because a lot of gang activity.
Yes.
So, you know, that's why they don't tour a lot.
Yeah. I was asking you about the events, if you've been to any, the masks, because I remember when I was a kid, and I had mentioned this already, but I think you had just got off the line when I was talking about this, but I remember in the 90s, we, as kids, we would wear the masks during the show, and the smoke and sweat, the smoke from the smoke machines and the sweat would combine, it would bring out this weird scent, and it would stick to the masks. So if you were to wear it later on, months later, the scent would still be on your mask.
Yeah. I remember quite a few people would wear those masks and they have that scent.
Yeah. And it wasn't an ugly smell. I mean, it was an unusual scent. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was a very interesting scent. It wasn't anything that'll make you vomit or anything. It was just a very peculiar scent.
Yeah, yeah. So anything else?
Since we covered a lot of what we covered about Lucha Libre and AAA, why don't we go to WWE?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to talk about WWE?
Well, the thing that's been buzzing around is the Phase A debut of the Wyatt family.
And I loved it. It was different, going from a video promo to interesting, different intro. Just the debut was amazing.
Yeah, the debut was very unique at best, because I've never seen a wrestler come out on a lantern.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so it was really interesting for them to, like, attack Kane like that, but the one thing that...
Okay, before we get into the what the crowd did or said or chanted or anything else, I want to get your thoughts on so far on the Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt, because I know you don't watch NXT as much as I do, but I just want to see what you think.
I like him. He's really reinvented himself, you know, ever since he was Husky Harris in NXT.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really invented himself as some sort of creepy, you know, this persona. Then he goes into Bray Wyatt, into this cult-like, something taken from Hostel type deal. And it was really interesting and intriguing to see how, you know, it pretty much came about. It's really unique how they're presenting it, and how they're really taking this into a really unique approach to it. Even the theme music is creepy.
Oh, that's a great theme. If like you're saying, it is creepy too. But
yeah,
hold on, let me see. Go ahead, continue. I'll find the title of the theme song, because
there's actually two titles. One title is Broken Out of Love, and I forgot the other title. Yeah, so the song is called "Broken Out of Love," and it was really interesting, especially for the character to come out with that entrance theme, especially with the gimmick that he has. When I first saw his promo back a while back, the very first one, I was like, "They got something here."
Yes. They've stepped it up a level. So far they stepped it up a level where they're making him even creepier now, and they're giving his promos. They're pushing them a step further than they were on NXT. Well, he was creepy on NXT, but this is like a step further.
Yeah, this is like really a step further.
Yeah.
With the with what he has now, because it's a really interesting you know, type of gimmick that he has, because you know, it's kind of like a cult kind of thing.
Yeah, he's a cult leader, and
they're a cult,
and he's I think of it more like of like he's it's his own religion, and he's like a crazy cult leader. Cause yeah, there has been those cult leaders that tell you to follow them, and they end up being really crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to like you know, from Cape Fear.
Cape Fear, yeah, exactly.
So to pretty much the comparison to Max Caddy, excuse me, which by the way, great movie. You know, Cape Fear, which is pretty much what the movie is he's being well with the gimmick that he has. So pretty much you know, it's like these vignettes, you know what they were like the debut of you know, like the backwoods, or like them in the backwoods, and then Roland wearing the lamb mask, you know, which I thought it was really interesting. You know, with the lamb mask, and WWE needs to capitalize on that with the lamb masks.
I was expecting I think I'm gonna say a month ago, when they had a Bray Wyatt versus Jericho on NXT. Jericho ended up injuring Bray Wyatt's nose.
Right.
So he had to, for a month or so, he had to wear one of those clear masks.
Right.
So Bray Wyatt ended up taking the advantage and coming up with not a new gimmick, but it was like adding more to his gimmick. He was like leather mask.
Yeah.
He had this, cover in the front of his body, and it was made of leather, and I could just imagine him coming out with that, with a cover with blood on that.
Right.
And then calling himself in a promo, Galactus. I'm Galactus.
Yes, something of the sort.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of has that demeanor to probably go to that route.
If he were to come out with a mask, I don't mean wrestle with it, but if you were to come out with that mask, that'd be another mask that they could take advantage of.
Oh, definitely.
I could just see kids wearing those. No, not kids, but just fans wearing those. But you're right. The lamb mask, they should take advantage of those.
Yeah, because there's gonna be people that want to watch that. They can definitely, you know. I can really see the why thing really take it off.
And it will. Okay, you wanted to mention the crowd and the fans.
Now, the crowd was really, they were pretty much over when they came out. But then after when, you know, they attacked Kane, there were chants of Husky Harris.
And that pissed me off. I was very verbal on Twitter later on that night about that. And it wasn't only the fans there in Baltimore that I'm talking about. It was I was cursing out fans on social media sites and just fans in particular. I was pissed off because I'm not a Curtis Axel fan, but the same thing happened with him. And this kind of scares me with these fans now, because they're, I don't want to say they're dumb, they're smart, because obviously they know that Bray Wyatt was Husky Harris and Curtis Axel was Michael McGillicuddy.
Right.
But it scares me if we were to have, in his prime, Stone Cold Steve Austin debut in the WWE, and this crowd just doesn't respect him and just starts chanting Stunning, I'm trying to think of it.
Stunning Steve.
Yeah, Stunning Steve. Yeah, just starts chanting Stunning Steve or Hollywood Blondes. It would be disrespectful. The guy has a new gimmick, new change, and this crowd won't take a minute to just watch what the hell is going on and then judge it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's the problem with a lot of these fans sometimes. It's really unfortunate, you know. You ask for change, you're unhappy with the product, but when you get change, you shit all over it.
Yes.
I don't understand that.
And that is two NXT, no, not an NXT, that's two Nexus members that so far have become pretty big, bigger than Wade Barrett.
Yeah. Boy, is Wade Barrett lost in the shuffle.
I don't want to talk crap about him because I promised Stephanie Brown from the DT and KC group page that I wouldn't talk bad about him. Keeping my promise, I won't. Him and Ryback.
Ryback, I can give a pass because, you know, I mean, you know, it's not his fault. I think it's management. They're making him into this coward baby face. This coward heel. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
I saw an interview with him during the WrestleMania weekend this past year. I mean, this year. And in the interview, he said that, which I don't believe so much, that he is very good friends with Vince McMahon. And he can, at first, Vince McMahon didn't like him, and as he just started getting verbal with Vince McMahon, and he was able to change his gimmick and make himself look stronger thanks to Vince McMahon and bigger and this monster. And I don't think he's friends with Vince McMahon, like he said.
No, because then it wouldn't show how it is with the storyline, with everything, with the ones and stuff he has right now. It doesn't reflect that.
Yeah. What do you think of the Money in the Bank match and the matches?
So far, you know, it looks pretty decent. You know, there's some wrestlers that I don't understand why they're in it. Dean Ambrose in it. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just a lot of you know, a lot of guys that that I do see, because the matches, if anything, go over them. Let me see.
But when you're talking about, I know which one it is. It's Dean Ambrose, Fandango, Wade Barrett, Jack Swagger, Antonio Cesaro, and I'm trying to think of I think it's seven guys, I believe.
Wade Barrett, Cody Rhodes. Which, by the way, why the hell is Wade Barrett supposed to be in this? And why is... No, actually, Wade Barrett, I can see. But why in the blue hell is Fandango in this? Why? I mean, why?
This match is what I call the mid-carder Money in the Bank match. Because, and I'll mention that in a minute. You say that you don't see, like, why they have, like, I don't want to say, you haven't mentioned that they're all heels, but that's another thing, but I do
that's really interesting that most of the guys are heels.
I like the idea, because this kind of, this mix right here can show who can possibly make it or get over with the crowd, and if they, WWE is smart on seeing who the crowd, who's over with the crowd,
uh-huh.
They can push him in the face soon.
Right.
So if if let's say Wade Barrett, which that's a bad example. No, Antonio Cesaro, let's say he's over, which I don't think, he's not over with the crowd at all. Let's say he was.
Right.
WWE should be smart in turning him face, which he should be face.
Yeah, I mean, Wade Barrett, you know, as a face would be interesting, but him as a heel just does not work. I mean, it hasn't worked at all. He's just floundering, and I mean, one thing that really got a bad taste in my mouth was the feud between him and the Miz. Why? Because over a goddamn movie.
Yes. Miz is another guy that I'm. The only guy I do see, there's only two guys I do see winning this match. Damian Sandow or Dean Ambrose, one of those two.
Yeah, pretty much the favorites are either Damian Sandow and Dean Ambrose. It'll be interesting if Cody Rhodes got it, because, I mean, pretty much Cody Rhodes is pretty much over himself, too. You know, I mean, hell, his gimmick is a goddamn mustache. So,
I don't hate the guy. I don't hate the guy like some people do. I don't hate Cody Rhodes.
I actually like Cody Rhodes, too.
Yeah, he's even more. I liked him even more when he had the mask on. That was great.
Yeah.
Everything from the gimmick, the theme song, the promos.
He made the paper bags work.
The paper bags, and what even made it better was, if you ever noticed the background during that time, the background video, was a newspaper, and the newspaper, it showed every piece of history he had gone through from when he teamed up with Rey Mysterio, when he had that first match with Rey Mysterio, and he got injured, and then. It was great, because then it showed you, oh, he finally, now he's injured, now he's a monster, and now he has a mask on. Even in the video, in the intro video during that time, they did it like that too, from beginning to when he has a mask.
Right.
I always check stuff like that out when it comes to wrestling, WWE, because I like that background video that they have in the back, the top one, and the one right behind them.
Right.
I always check that stuff out.
Yeah, because then you can find some pretty cool things on those, especially on the entrance vids and stuff like that.
Yeah, like Christian this week on Raw. At the bottom it said Michael McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
During his entrance.
Yeah, you know somewhere Matthew's gonna grab that one.
Yeah, I mean, I do see that too. There used to be another guy that used to do the same thing as him, but he used to do, I think it was, 5 minute, I think it was Raw in 5 minutes, or five,
right.
Raw in 6 minutes?
Yeah, Raw in five minutes, and he pretty much quit.
He quit, yeah, because,
he couldn't handle the trolls.
No, it wasn't trolls, it was YouTube.
No, it wasn't YouTube people, because he was, no, dude, it was like on YouTube and Twitter. He was getting so many negative comments.
He was?
Yeah, dude.
I loved his stuff, because I remember
all
he, I think, didn't he quit because of, and I always, Joey Styles was, took it down, some of his videos, WWE, because that's what they do. That's all Joey Styles' job is now. Just taking down videos from websites.
That is, wow, that's Joey Chong?
Yes.
Wow. That's new.
Never heard of that. Yeah, that's been old news for like 3 years already. I think probably longer.
Interesting.
Yeah. So whenever you see a video go down on YouTube, that's him reporting that.
WWE in roughly 5 minutes. Yeah, throw money Zio. I think he's back.
He is?
Yeah, he's back.
Wow, I'm gonna check that out. Wow, if he is back, I'll check that out.
So his recent episode was I believe the one in June.
Wow. Yeah, I gotta check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, cause in August he quit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he's like, I can take notes, I can take criticism. I've learned to expect. I've learned to expect both. Hold on, cause he posted a screenshot.
Yeah, I remember that last video he posted. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's no longer. So at the time, he was no longer doing videos. So now he's back apparently. Oh yeah, it was always funny because he would have like these funny moments. I think was it the one with Kane and AJ Lee kissing?
Yeah.
And then he would play "And I Will Always Love You" by Whitney Houston.
The one that I liked was the 4th of July one where he played that America song.
Yeah, that was funny.
Where it showed all the reasons why America rules, and then he would put pictures up there, and
yeah,
I thought that was a funny one. I liked that one. There was a ton of those I liked. If he is back, I'm glad.
He's back. You know, it's great to see him back. Like I said, the last one he did was like June 16th or June, like sometime in June he did that one.
Yeah. No, those YouTube trolls are awful, man. They're awful.
Oh my god, dude. I mean, there's even YouTube trolls and like anything about podcasts. There's a lot of those, and it's annoying, frustrating, and some of them are, I don't know what's worse, Facebook trolls or YouTube trolls.
It's even.
Yeah.
They're the same type of people, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad to see how people just, look, I can understand if you disagree with someone that talks about wrestling, but then you have these people going, this guy's a racist bigot, he's a piece of shit, this guy is ignorant, blah, 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 blah.
I say this only for one reason, because I don't know if you ever heard of a set of videos, it's called YouTube Poop.
Yep.
I'm not going to say it. I used to love watching those. There used to be one guy called Walrus Guy, and this is back in 2005 when YouTube, I think it was 2005, probably longer, but he was one of the original ones doing that, and YouTube started, I think it was Colgate started, they took down one of his videos. And first thing that happens, the trolls start talking about him. Why do they take off? Why did you stop making videos? Why did you stop making videos? And start talking crap. And he ended up posting a video, the last video. This is years ago, and he said, "This is my end." And at the end of the video, made me laugh because he has some cartoon character where he made it look like he killed himself, and
oh, wow.
And then at the end it says the end.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, I hate that Facebook noise. Yeah, no, how about the other, okay, now, how about the other Money in the Bank match?
Money in the Bank match, if I remember correctly.
Daniel Bryan, Kane is not going to be in it anymore because they announced that he's injured now.
Yeah.
And he'll be off TV for a couple of months, I think they said.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. Yeah, Daniel Bryan. Dude, I have the list here somewhere. I was gonna. Oh, CM Punk, Christian, Dude, Christian,
Versus Kane versus Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam. Yeah, Rob Van Dam.
It was, yeah, CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus Sheamus, and then there's Christian Kane versus Rob Van Dam.
I forgot Sheamus was in it. I tried
yeah,
to ignore
that one. Yeah, I know. I mean, unfortunately, we can't ignore the Great White North.
Yeah. I'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah. And then the next match, Chris Jericho versus Ryback.
Yeah. They're teasing Daniel Bryan very, very strong.
Yeah, they are.
I'm afraid that they're not going to... I want to see him win. I want to see him win. But they're teasing it like they're not... they won't have him win at all.
Something tells me RVD is going to win this one.
I don't know, because they don't plan to have him in the WWE for that long. They don't want to have him... I think they said a little bit past WrestleMania, they said.
Right.
So, if one of those two... Money in the Bank winners are going to have to cash it in the next night or that night on Sunday, or and the other one of course is going to be holding it for months and months to come. Which one is going to do that, I have no idea. Possibly I think this match is going to, whoever's holding this Money in the Bank briefcase, I think, is going to cash it in really soon.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like it. The way things are going right now.
Yeah. But if not Daniel Bryan, I don't think CM Punk is going to win it again. I don't know. I don't know who else could win it. And they're going to have to add them. Either they keep it six guys, or they add another guy because Kane is gone and he's not going to be in this match anymore.
Right.
So I was thinking there's a big possibility that they do add Bray Wyatt to the match.
Yeah. I mean, Bray Wyatt, I don't know, dude, because, I mean, I don't know, dude. It just seems set, you know.
But then I think about it. This is supposed to be the world champions Money in the Bank match, and he's not champion yet. He hasn't been champion. And the only guy that I can think of is The Miz.
Right.
They take off Miz off his match.
I really don't think they're going to put Bray Wyatt like that instantly, dude. He's fresh, dude.
Yeah. So like I was saying, they take off Miz off his match against... Curtis Axel, and Curtis Axel's gonna have to face somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, who knows at this point, to be honest.
Something's gonna happen. I don't know. Either Sixers, they're gonna add a replacement.
Right.
And I was joking online that they're gonna have a pre-match, Jobbers Money in the Bank ladder match.
Right.
And the winner gets a shot at 1 month full of TV. Yeah, but I'm trying to think of what else. There's not really much.
And then you have Alberto Del Rio versus Dolph Ziggler for the championship.
I want Dolph Ziggler to win it.
Yeah, me too, dude. Del Rio's not really doing anything for me.
And without Oh, let me ask you this, because now that you mentioned ADR, Del Rio, what are your thoughts on what happened
Ricardo Rodriguez, who would have thought that he would be canned for using a product that WWE once upon a time endorsed?
Stacker 2, yeah, Stacker 2.
Who would have thought? I mean, for those that don't know, years ago, WWE had a deal with Stacker 2. I mean, they had Trish Stratus, they had the Dudley Boys.
Taz.
Taz. John Cena.
Wow, I remember that. Triple H even, yeah.
Yeah, Triple H even. Who would have thought that he would be kicked out for a fat banner that WWE wants to use?
And he's trying to... I don't blame the guy, because, I mean, he's trying to make himself look leaner, and he doesn't want to look the way he is right now, and...
It's sad
that they did this to him.
X-Lax is not helping you?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not helping him well enough. Yeah. What was I going to say? That shit is awful, man. I've tried that in the past, and that shit is awful. It doesn't work at all.
No.
It is like what they say is speed is, which is... I never tried speed, but I imagine it would be like that.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, with the ingredient, with ephedra. When it had ephedra on there.
And you remember Stacker 2's energy drink that they used to have?
Yeah, I remember.
Did you ever try that?
No.
That was even worse, because you drink that, and it's supposed to give you energy, but it made you take a shit.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Pretty much it's Pepto-Bismol approved.
So it was a good thing that they got rid of that.
I think they're still selling it.
They are, but I mean, it's a good thing that WWE is not promoting that.
Yeah, I guess since WWE, some people realized that there were so many bad reviews. Now they came out with Stacker 3.
More speed?
I guess.
Question. Was I the only one that felt bad about Vicky Guerrero last night, on Monday night?
Honestly, dude, I didn't really feel bad. I was kind of indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
By the whole thing, because, you know, I get it, she's over with the fans, with the whole excuse me, boy, do they hate her, but I think that the Vicky thing is starting getting a little stale. Okay, but why did they put Brad Maddox on there?
Don't ask me. I'm not a Maddox fan like a lot of people are.
Right.
I am not a Maddox fan. I can't even stand the way he talks on the he comes out on NXT every once in a while. He has come on in NXT.
Right.
On the commentator's booth, and he reminds me of what King does. King is not serious.
Right.
And he likes to joke around a lot. But I did notice that when Maddox was serious once on NXT when he was commentating, and it was really good, but that's when he was serious.
Right.
But they're making him this comedy character on TV, and he's not a good wrestler. But I could say that if they ever decided to tell him to grow his hair, he looks
right.
A little bit more mature for his age than he does right now. He looks like a kid right now.
Right. Yeah, it just seems so out of the blue, and it was just, I don't know, dude. It just seemed indifferent. I just don't really care for it.
Yeah. And Knight did not like Triple H and Stephanie on Monday. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting Justin Roberts when he was announcing them to the ring, because he announced Triple H at last, and I thought he was going to say, because he goes Stephanie McMahon, Vince McMahon, and I thought he was going to say Triple McMahon. I was like, oh, finally?
Triple McMahon, no. I think they would have said, that's... I don't think they would go that far, to be honest.
I always joke around that he Well, he did get married to the family, but I mean.
Right. I know what you mean.
But you know how Stephanie McMahon is known as like this feminist type. Oh, she tries to be this feminist type. I always joke around that she forced him to take her last name.
Right.
So now he's not Paul Levesque. He's Paul McMahon.
Paul McMahon. Right.
Yeah. But and we already mentioned that TNA is down the waters, and I'm going to Bound for Glory in October. Let's see how far down they've gone since right now, since these releases.
Hey, dude, I'm gonna have to cut this short because I have to take this call.
Yeah. Anyways, we're done for now. I'm not sure if he's hanging up or not. I'm sorry. Yeah, so this week has been a short week and everything. Not much wrestling this week as far as Lucha Libre goes. Japanese, there has been a big event that happened a couple weeks ago. And for Madamix, Jasmine, who couldn't be here with us today, and me, Nixon, NXN3, on Twitter, NXN, on Facebook now, and we are on Spreaker live right now. That's Spreaker, Spreaker. This is the Triple Lucha syndicated show, Triple Review. I'd like to thank Mad Max again. You can follow us now on Facebook at Triple Lucha Facebook. Go ahead and try to join there, and if you want to send me a couple questions on there, or Jasmine, send them there, or Triple Review 3A at Outlook.com, and also check us out on check me out on NXN again, NXN3 on Tumblr, and that's it for it. Oh, and a couple plugs. Tuesdays, check out The Rant. Wednesday, come back for this. Thursday, there's a plan I'm doing here. We're doing here with a surprise guest tomorrow around this time here in Triple Lucha. We're not sure on the name yet, but we're planning on calling it NXT Cast. The NXT Radio podcast show. Then Friday, we are doing another Triple That Pop Culture show here on Triple Lucha, and catch that at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time, here on Triple Lucha on Spreaker live. And we are planning on having Rage back for that one, and we will talk about, hopefully we'll get back Jasmine. If not, we can have another guest on and have topic of 90s to current movies, and trying to see what else. So then Thursday, go ahead and also check out and download Wrestling Soup, and check out The Bloke Show, AJ Maggot, Chai Lopez, talk about almost anything, and for Lucha Libre, Conan Talk, go and check out MLW, they're not part of us, but that podcast is great, and sometimes we'll end up talking about MLW on here, and you can learn some crazy stories on there. And that's about it, and again, follow us on Twitter at NXN3, and join our group page at Triple Lucha on Facebook. Thank you, everybody.